God celebrates. He invented delight, joy, and celebration, and he invites his people to celebrate with him. One way we experience relationship with God is entering into his joyful celebrations. We want to welcome you to our 42nd episode of the Five Gifts Podcast, and we invite you to join us as we celebrate some of the wins and the victories that God has given us over the last 18 months, especially on a recent trip to Nairobi, Kenya, that we want to talk to you about today. Today, we celebrate what God has done and what might lie in store for the Five Gifts Podcast, and who knows, maybe even you, the listener. As we look forward to 2025, we believe these things are within reach. Celebrate with us right here, right now, today, on the Five Gifts Podcast. You're listening to the Five Gifts Podcast, a weekly show designed to equip leaders in the Spirit-filled church. I'm Bruce Ritter, and along with my co-host, Charles Russell, we offer insights for leading the local church in the fullest expression of Jesus. If you're interested in learning more about practical theology, the gifts of the Spirit, and spiritual disciplines, this is the show for you. Welcome to the Five Gifts Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Five Gifts Podcast. What a delight it is to have you joining us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thrilled to be back with you. It is a beautiful day, despite all the rain, the fog, and the overcast weather conditions here in Western North Carolina. It's still a beautiful day. This is a day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We have safely returned from our trip to Kenya, and we are here to celebrate all that God has done and hopefully give some praise reports of the goodness of God and the work that God accomplished in his church in Kenya. So we're thrilled to be here with you on the Five Gifts Podcast. Bruce, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Charles. I had a blessed weekend. We had a fantastic speaker in church this past Sunday, which was you, by the way. And so we were, our church was really blessed by your ministry. And of course, that was a great reunion for me and our church, since I'd been away for over a week. And so to have you minister and share such a powerful word and a very practical word, our people really responded to it. So I'm feeling very spiritually full today. I feel like I've gotten back on American time and looking forward to the holidays with our family, with my church. And so just looking to really finish 2024 really strong.
Well, I'm with you, man. It was an honor to be with you guys at Christian Life Assembly. We had a great day. And so thank you for the invitation to come and minister. It's always an honor to do that. And man, it was obvious that your church was thrilled to have you back in the saddle with them, back in the pulpit and back leading it. So I know you enjoyed that as well. Well, we are looking forward to a strong finish in 24. Christmas season is upon us, and we are making strides to finishing strong in 24. But 25 is quickly approaching, and we're going to talk about some possibilities in 25 for the Five Gifts Podcast and for our viewers to join us in that. But opening leading words about the Kenya trip to get the ball rolling, get us going here?
Yeah, you know, Charles, we've been so busy, so focused on these open doors that we believe the Holy Spirit has made available to us. And of course, as people of faith, people of the Holy Spirit, we want to follow his lead, just as the Bible teaches us. So 1 week ago, we began a long trip back from the U.S., to the U.S. from Nairobi, Kenya. We had plenty of memories and triumphs packed with us, not just our luggage, but certainly some very treasured moments with Kenyan people, Kenyan church leaders, and just a great swath of the body of Christ that came to our conference. And but you know, even as we see open doors, and we want to you know, we both have American mindsets, and for us, it's the next task in front of us, the next mission. But you know, it's important today, I think, that we take a moment, take a breath, And let's celebrate. I think God is celebrating today.
Absolutely.
Not just, you know, not just what he used us and how he used us, but I think God's mission around the world is something he's quite joyful about. You know, I think of Hebrews 12, where Jesus, seeing the cross before him, there was a joy to that, I think, in the mission of fulfilling the work of the Father. And, you know, Jesus invites us into that work, but I think sometimes we miss the point. He invites us in to celebrate what God is doing to build his church and bring his spiritual family together in the earth. And so, Charles, God is really opening some doors for us in the nations. And we want to celebrate that as well, not only what God has done, but what we believe he has in front of us. So why don't we give some background and share some of our takeaways from our Kenya experience?
Sure. Well, you know, when we enter into the nations and facilitate these pastors' conferences, we're not just going alone as the Five Gifts podcast, or just as Bruce and Charles. We are in partnership, and our ministry through the Five Gifts podcast is in partnership with an organization called Church Life Resources. And the Church Life Resource team under Dr. Wayne and Dr. Sherry Lee includes hundreds of consultants, teachers. So it's not just us. We are part of the greater whole here. As we move into the nations in this kind of ministry, we are children of the Pentecostal move of God in America in the early 1900s that spurred a global movement of missions, of evangelism that continues strong today. As a group, we sense the Holy Spirit urging us to write the principles and patterns of the Spirit-filled church that's found in Scripture and finds its expression today in our present day world. For the first 30 years, we faithfully researched, discovered, wrote the principles and patterns of God's work in his church, tested our findings in U.S. churches and churches in other nations. But a shift began to occur. Church life, we sensed that the Holy Spirit was asking us to take 50 years of research and reflection. And don't you know that in 50 years, a lot of material was written, a lot of information was compiled. But we just sensed that the Holy Spirit asked us to take 50 years of research, of reflection, of content, condense it to 18 to 20 pages and direct it to the nations, especially and more specifically, the second and third world nations of the world. And so out of that process, the Church Life missional model was birthed. And this is not a conventional church model. Rather, it's a model of the formation of Christ's church. In Church Life, we believe that the church is God's instrument on earth through which he speaks and he acts and by which he fills all things with his presence. And so in the Church Life model, we show a scriptural, in the Church Life missional model, rather, we show a scriptural and visual representation of how Jesus formed the church with his gifts, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Remember, that's the apostle, the pastor, the prophet, the teacher, and the evangelist. So since February of 2021, the Holy Spirit has continuously opened doors for us around the world to teach and to equip spiritual leaders in about 20 nations, including places like Tanzania, Uganda, South Africa. And also we're in over 5,000 Spirit-filled churches in the United States. But now our focus as the Five Gifts podcast is on the Dominican Republic and Kenya. As well as there's some other nations that Holy Spirit is preparing to open up to us. And we are so thrilled about what's presently happening and the future things to come. We give God praise today. In the last 18 months, We've held 6 Church Life Missional Model Conferences that have touched over 1,500 leaders, have impacted over 450 churches in both the Dominican Republic and now in Kenya. And from these gatherings, we have reports of numerous divine healings, of church leaders being baptized in the Holy Spirit, churches and leaders being revived and refocused on the mission of Jesus in their cities, towns, and in their villages. And so God is at work. And I agree with you, Bruce. I believe he celebrates, and he is celebrating in his mission that's being fulfilled throughout the earth. And we're just thrilled as the Five Gifts podcast in partnership with Church Life Resources to play a small part in this kind of end time harvest that God is reaping and working in the harvest fields of the nations. And we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah. And Charles, you know, as you talked about our history with Church Life Resources and the history itself of Church Life Resources, mm-hmm. I think that influence on our lives we can't understate that. We have been mentored well. We have been invested in, and I think the result of that is we share a passion that Dr. Sherry Lee have shown us that I guess the clinical term is ecclesiology, you know, the study of the church. It's more than that. We have a real love for the bride of Christ. Yeah. And, you know, as you shared, all the work, the research, the observation, the application of what Jesus does to build his church. You know, originally it was just so much of the Pentecostal church in the United States. And let me tell you something, if you're not aware of the global impact of the Pentecostal movement, do some research. What God has done to extend his kingdom through that initial outpouring in the early 20th century is it's well served in your understanding of history to see what God has done through that movement. And so we care about the church. And so I think the challenge and the wonderful opportunity for us is to begin to focus not an Americanized model on the world, but to take the principles that we've observed and that we have learned, and, you know, both as pastors, as helping other churches, just observing the church that, you know, that I think you and I have an eye for, as well as so many of our Church Life consultants. So, you know, that understanding of kind of coming where we come from in our training, in our education, and our own experience, I think, you know, I'm not boasting. If any boasting is happening today, it's in the Lord. But I think, you know, God has uniquely equipped us to enter through these open doors that he's given us.
Yeah, absolutely. And what, man, again, what a delight, what a humbling experience to find our place in this end time harvest. Humbling for sure, but exhilarating at the same time to be able to partner in the harvest in this calling to establish the church, to form the church with the gifts of Christ that he has freely given for his church. And it is certainly, first and foremost, all glory to God in the work that God is doing through his servants. And so it is like I said, first and foremost, all glory to God. It is his work. Amen. It is his church. They are his gifts. We're his servants, and humbly availing ourselves to his direction, to his leading, to form his church. These are exciting times for sure. Again, as church life is spreading throughout the nations, and then you and I really concentrating our work so far in the Dominican Republic and in Kenya, but man, we can't divulge too much But there are some exciting opportunities that could present themselves to us in the future.
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, Bruce, why don't you talk to us about Kenya? What a life-changing, once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity for me. My first time to ever go to Kenya, and you see as I told you on our trip, man, I've seen this on television. I've seen even some of the I think it was around 42 tribes kind of represented in Kenya, mm-hmm. and a big representation of that in the conference. And I remember just kind of that wow, those wow moments of saying, I've seen this on television, these people groups, you know, and now here they're in, mm-hmm. they're leaders in the church, and they're in this conference. Talk to us about this Kenyan experience.
Sure. I was just thinking about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, you and I sat with other church life consultants, and we began to hear about this renewed vision to go to the nations. And there are already a few trips planned. Maybe I think one trip had already happened. But, you know, when God began to help us to see the opportunities, with going into the nations, you know, I immediately thought of some relational contacts that I've made over the years, both in the Dominican Republic, which were well established, mm-hmm. and in Nairobi, Kenya, with Pastor Eutychus Wambua. But, you know, I wanted to hear from the Lord and see what doors would open. And I thought initially, you know, what I'd like to do is slide in on one of these other planned trips that they had already planned. I think there was one going to Tanzania. They had done a trip to Honduras. They were, you know, looking at other nations. And I thought, you know, before I get ahead of this, I'd probably need to be part of one of those trips. But as as the Lord would have it, I was meeting with our apostolic leader in the Dominican Republic, Pastor Radames Quesada. And he was eager. And so we got, you know, we got the go ahead from Doc and Sherry, and Charles, you and I ventured to the DR in July of 2023 for our first Church Life Missional Model Conference. And, you know, we just saw the response to that. We saw, you know, that what we're teaching is definitely not an Americanized view of the church. We think it's a biblical view of the church. And so having had that testing ground and seen such incredible results, not only that trip, but, you know, there was a follow-up trip for us that October. I began to think about what could happen in Kenya, you know, never promoting that, never just eager, but, you know, just trying to take it as slow as possible. But Pastor Wambua had wanted us to come, you know, at the end of last year. We just on that October DR trip, I felt like we needed some more reflection with our church life consultant. So I politely declined. It broke my heart to not go. But I asked Pastor Wambua to keep us in mind for the following year. We would help him any way we could. And so, you know, God worked that out. My goodness. You know, even since hearing from him for 2023, you know, we still had other trips planned for the DR in 2024. In fact, we did a big trip in July, went, you know, from one end of the country to the other with the Church Life Missional Model. And about a month after we got back from that trip, Pastor Wambua contacted me, reminded me that he said I would help him out. And I was just thinking, my goodness, where am I going to get the funds for this? How are we going to pull this off? And, you know, I had actually said, Pastor, I just don't know if we can make it. But, you know, the Holy Spirit checked me. And I remember one Thursday morning, I was in my office at the church, and I just sensed the Lord say to me, you know, Bruce, I didn't tell you that you could tell him no. And so I called him, you know, they're 8 hours ahead of us. But mm-hmm. I called him and said, Pastor, I just really believe the Lord is setting this up. And so if you'll pray with us and believe for God's provision, then I'll go ahead and commit to come. And so the Lord did that. Just an incredible provision. Even that day, provision started rolling in. We saw money come in for flights. We saw gifts given for the booklets, which that in itself, we had never printed that many booklets to take with us. We had never done a conference that big. But, Pastor Wambua, I've mentioned Pastor Rodimaeus, we consider these men of peace. Jesus instructed the disciples to look for those persons of peace. For us, that's that's an apostolic leader that has a working network of churches and who believes in, fivefold ministry, maybe not to the extent that we're going to teach on it, but definitely believes that the fivefold model is still the active model that through which Jesus works in the earth. That's the Ephesians 4 that we talk about, so often in our podcast. So as we saw God's provision to go, I was just thinking, Charles, about those booklets. We packed them in carry-on bags because you got a 50-pound limit. And, well, we had probably 100 pounds worth of books. So we were putting them in pieces of luggage. I was stuffing some in my personal bag, my carry-on bag. We managed to get all those booklets there, but as we were carrying those booklets, I couldn't help but think, this is not a burden. We're carrying the provision of the Lord with us.
Absolutely.
The way those booklets were paid for. And, so we saw that and, I know I'm saying a lot to set up how this trip happened, but you're looking at two guys today on this podcast that are absolutely living, in the provision of the Lord, to do what we've done. God doesn't just open doors. He opens doors and he puts provision, within your hands to steward. And so we've definitely seen that. And, I would encourage any pastor, any church leader, and you've thought about missions and you listen, this is not a sales pitch. This is a testimony. I believe there are pastors that are watching this podcast today and you've thought about a missions experience for yourself, maybe even for your church, but you've seen the price tag. And I just want to tell you that if God has burdened your heart for that, listen, that was the hard part. God getting your attention. The easy part will be the finances. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but when you consider and you factor in that God is a provider and he is so joyful about the work of missions in the world, believe me, it's God's joy to bring provision in for your team, for your trip. Just imagine, Pastor, you preaching in front of hundreds, who knows, maybe thousands, just preaching the gospel with a translator, but inviting people to trust Jesus. That is certainly within God's provision for you. And if you ever want to talk to us about how we can make that happen, okay, here's the sales pitch. Talk to us. We can help you see it. Charles, am I speaking truth here or what?
Man, you're speaking it loud and clear. As you're talking about opportunities for pastors to join us on some of these missions trips, these pastor conference trips that we do. Yes, there are opportunities. There will be opportunities for pastors to stand and speak and preach evangelistic messages in a crusade type of environment outside of the conferences that we're leading. So those opportunities are available. But I'm even thinking of what a grand opportunity to bring some people from the church that maybe have a mind towards a ministry, that maybe have an interest toward pursuing some ministry. What a great opportunity to bring them along to get their hands planted in the work of missions and ministry. What a great discipleship opportunity for you, Pastor. Come and join us and come and preach, but bring a team with you to work in this harvest field as well. that will present you and your team wonderful opportunities for discipleship, that now you have these intimate moments to speak life and speak ministry over the team that you bring with you that are just unparalleled. I, just in my personal experience, I'm thinking back to our first trip, Bruce, that we did in the Dominican Republic. And we just to be able to take our families with us, and both my daughters were on that trip, and the impact that was their first missions experience, and mm-hmm. the impact that it had on both of my daughters. It was priceless. There was a great cost that we paid to take them on that trip, but the impact that it made on their lives far exceeded any price tag that we paid as far as expense was concerned to get them on that trip. And I'm thinking now, a few years later from that trip, my oldest daughter is going on another missions trip through her college, the university she attends, going to work in refugee camps, Muslim refugee camps this summer. And I'm thinking my youngest daughter pursuing ministry, worship leading and youth ministry, just feeling a strong call from that. And I can't help but think that a missions experience helped form that and helped shape that in both of my daughters. And so, I give God praise for that. And just me, even personally, in my youth, as long ago as that was, missions trips that I was involved in, how that helped shape and inform the discipleship pathway in my life. And so, pastors, we've got opportunities for you to preach, but even beyond that, opportunities that bring transformation in the life of the team that you could bring with you, that could help shape, inform their lives, help shape, inform pathways in the life of the church that you're leading as well. So, if you have an interest in joining us, we're all ears. We'd love to talk with you about those possibilities for sure.
My wife and I, Charles, I was thinking of your girls having that experience. Of course, you and your wife know what that's like. And one of the values that my wife and I have always placed on mission trips is it helps you keep your mind in perspective about the world. You begin to realize the church is much bigger than your local fellowship. It's much bigger than the gospel is so much broader in its application than what it is for us as Americans. And it also helps you live with some perspective on how blessed we are, how fortunate we are to live in a place with the freedoms that we have. And you want to steward that. That's just as much God's treasure in your life as your weekly paycheck. And you want to steward that freedom well. You want to
absolutely
make sure that you live with that kind of perspective. We've always valued those missions experiences and just what they do for us. And our mindsets and our sense of, trying to stay involved with what God is doing in the earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, our conference in Kenya, just to talk about that some, we've been in the Dominican Republic, been immersed there pretty much and gotten to see mm-hmm. so much of the country from east to west, north to south. Going to Nairobi was different. The people, it's a different culture. Mm-hmm. There's different mindsets, in the people. And so that for us was a practically new experience. I'd been in 2005, but going back, almost 20 years later, it was like relearning Nairobi all over again. We were in a suburb of Nairobi called Lucky Summer. And we worked with Pastor Eutychus Wambua. Pastor Wambua is a phenomenal pastor. I can't hold him up enough. Just knowing him as long as I have, he's been a guest at our church. He's going to come again in 2025. but just a very gifted leader. Definitely has an apostolic gifting in his life. They've been just robust church planters over the last 20 years. And so several of the churches that were in attendance there were churches that Lucky, the Baptist Chapel had planted all over Kenya, different, you know, to different tribes, different regions of the country. And like we said, Kenya's made up of about 42 tribes. Up until this trip, I kept thinking, I remember 39 tribes, but now the latest census figures, I say it's actually 42 tribes in Kenya. And so this, the church planting from this particular church under Pastor Wambulo's leadership has tapped into so many of those cultures. And so we all gathered together in Lucky Summer for 4 days, 4 days of teaching and training and encounter. You know, that's, Charles, you may want to talk about that, but we are not lecturers. We want to facilitate an experience for those leaders. We're not just teaching them, we're giving them practice. And so, but you know, the Baptist Chapel hosting not only their churches that they had planted, but quite a few churches in and around Nairobi. And we got to meet some very powerful preachers, as well as one leader. We won't say a whole lot about that now, but we got to sit down with a very influential leader in Kenya. And I wouldn't put it past the Lord to maybe have set that up for us very intentionally. Charles, what do you want to tell us about the conference there in Lucky Summer?
Well, you know, one of the things that I thoroughly enjoyed was a segment that Pastor Wambua, who, by the way, is a smooth operator. He's a smooth dude, man. I mean, this guy, he's great. All the respect in the world for him. And what a, like you said, what a phenomenal leader. But one component that he built into the conference was an element called storytelling. He invited friends of his that were senior age pastors. I believe he said all of these gentlemen and their spouses on occasions were all retired. And they came in and he gave a session each day in the conference, about 45 minutes to an hour for these men and women to just sit and tell their story. And it was powerful. It was powerful to listen at the stories of God's protection in their lives, of God's provision, of how God provided for them.
Yeah.
From the early years of their ministry until the present days, in their senior age, of how God is still providing for them. And there's not another word that I can think of it other than powerful. It was deeply impactful for me, deeply moving. Yeah. And as much as I enjoyed hearing them tell their stories, I equally enjoyed watching the body language of those in attendance, of younger pastors, more specifically, as they leaned in, just really trying to capture and glean every word, just hanging on every word that was being said. Pastors almost falling out of their chairs, leaning in so much, you know, leaning forward so much to try to capture the words and the wisdom contained in the words of these pastors. What a powerful, powerful session each day that was deeply moving and deeply informative as well, and impactful, not just for us, but for every pastor that was there. And really informed, you know, as we talked about kind of moving forward for some of our conferences, an element that we would like to build in as well into what we're doing in the nations. But that was really a highlight for me each day to receive more than what we could possibly give out just in the wisdom of these pastors as they talked about God's faithfulness in their mm-hmm. ministry.
Yeah. Well, we did 16 hours of training, I believe, by the end of the week, over 4 days. We did a lot of practice. I think certainly a couple of the highlights for me, and it always is always, but teaching healing prayer and seeing mm-hmm. them begin to pray for one another. I think, you know, we go into a lot of cultures where that's a new concept. If it's not new, it's still unfamiliar. And, mm-hmm. you know, the idea that, you know, all healing prayer takes place, you know, with the anointed person on the platform at the end of a service. You know, but I think, you know, taking time and explaining how the gift of healing is released, especially mm-hmm. through that pastoral anointing, you know, where the body is praying for others in teams. Mm-hmm. And so that was always, I've always enjoyed that part of our conference teaching, but man, in Kenya, it just seemed to be so alive and fresh and new. And, you know, you saw people struggling a little bit, but once they settled in and began to minister to one another, it was just powerful. So that's one of the highlights for me. Charles, what was a highlight for you?
Well, you know, just to kind of piggyback on that, Bruce, is I'm always amazed every time we teach that session in the DR and now in Kenya. Like you said, there's always a learning curve, and so they start out kind of struggling with that, but something clicks in the practice of healing prayer, and these teams catch on, and without fail, every time we've taught this session, we've heard reports or seen with our eyes evidence of people being healed, divinely healed, in these sessions. And again, not with the great healer standing on stage, you know, directing their prayer, but teams of people watching as this pastoral gift is released and is an operation in the room, and people being healed. And you know, I'm thinking in Kenya, one group that was just kind of right in front of us, I think it's a team of four pastors there, four men had gathered and formed a team. And one of those gentlemen was having some issues with a knee, with a leg, and God healed wow. him. It was clear and it was evident that the issue in that knee, that leg, that was causing mm-hmm. so much trouble, was healed in that moment. Mm-hmm. And that's so exciting. Again, this wasn't the expert that came in the room. You know, this was a group of people practicing, encountering yeah. Jesus, encountering the great physician, the good shepherd, you know, these pastoral Amen. Gifts being exercised and released. And that's just one account. Several people throughout the room being healed. That's always exciting. Another kind of highlight to me of encounter was, here we, you know, we talked all week long of the church life missional model and of how Christ has given gifts to form the church. And so we did something for the first time that we've never done in our conferences before. We did a visual illustration representation of what could yeah. be. And so we just used an illustration of, hey, we've got a pastor here, filled with vision, filled with the passion of the Holy Spirit, ready to plant a church. And we, you know, kind of voluntold someone out of the crowd and placed that pastor in the center in that apostolic function. And we just began to talk all the principles, all the dynamics that we had taught throughout the week, all those begin to converge in this one visual illustration of how the apostolic function and the prophetic functions begin and they stir up the hunger and thirst for Christ, and they cast vision, and they begin to connect people and connect all these five gifts. And by the time we built out all the leadership teams and connected the gifts and just begin to expand and begin to grow, we would run out of room for the leadership team on the stage and altar area. And it was exciting to see that this was just the leadership team that we're building. This doesn't take into account all the new people that are coming and attending the church, this new church plant, you know, that we are kind of hypothetically planning. But just by building the leadership team, we've run out of room to hold just the number of leaders in the church. And it's exciting. And you can sense the momentum in the room of pastors and leaders beginning to believe God for what could be and what could happen in their church and in the cities and towns. Yeah. So that's something that really stood out to me as a highlight of the trip for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely, I think, something that we're going to integrate going forward. I thought that was just there was the aha moment. That was palpable in the room, and it wasn't just in a few people. You could see that happening across the whole room of people. So there's where the apostolic and the prophetic and the pastoral and the teacher and the evangelistic come together. And and so, you know, Charles, I think both of you and I definitely see that's got to be an anchor going forward as we teach. And so, you know, this is new to us. We're still learning how to best teach. And so we see that as a universal point of teaching that we need to emphasize as we continue to follow the Holy Spirit through open doors. You know, for me, one thing that I will never forget is seeing members of the Turkana tribe that had come in. This is a very unique culture in Kenya. We understand they speak perhaps the most difficult dialect, and it is one of the more difficult areas of Kenya to reach because of cultural and traditional and you know, elements that come with that tribe. They're a beautiful people, and we absolutely love meeting some of the Turkana tribe that came. And so in this particular church, you know, we got to see some of their leaders, and they were dressed in traditional Turkana outfits, the different garb that's associated with that tribe. And just knowing the difficulty that can come to reach that culture and to see those people that have traveled so far, there was a moment between sessions where I needed to take a break. And as I was going out and walked out, and, you know, of course, everyone else is in a break. And so I got photo mobbed. I suddenly became the invited guest in almost every photo that was being taken by a bunch of Gen Z Kenyans. I mean, they had their phones out, they were posing and taking selfies, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a selfie. That was such a joyful moment. It's really a treasured moment for me. I mean, there is one with that, the Turkana girls, you know, invited me into their group photo, and that, man, I'll never forget that. Yeah. Never forget that. And to know the price that they paid to come so far to Nairobi to be part of that conference, I'll never forget that. Yeah. And just seeing that the gospel has application to every tribe, every tongue, every people and nation. And, you know, Charles, I know for me, the whole week, there seemed to be just a lift in my spirit thinking about the harvests available to each of these churches that were represented in the conference, all these pastors, and to think about how they're going to go back and they're going to be praying, God, initiate, come Lord of the harvest, initiate labors for this harvest field. And I think just, and God helping me see that reality, I just, there's a couple of things I just, I'm just sharing, you know, in my own heart, just thinking of what harvests await those churches, mm-hmm. and some of the most unreached people of Kenya. I believe that God is going to bring light into darkness. And I'm just standing with those churches in spirit, believing for God to bring tremendous harvests for his body in that country.
Yeah. Amen to that. And I'm right there with you, believing, praying those same prayers. God is doing tremendous work in and through the Kenyan church, and it's exciting to be a part of that now, and to be part of that work that Amen. God is doing. Well, Bruce, we could spend hours talking about this trip, and so, but we'll spare our listeners from all of the tales and stories and testimonies yeah. that we could reenact and rehearse here for us. So why don't we bring our episode to a close by saying there's some future opportunities, future possibilities for pastors to join us. Yeah. We touched on that and talked about that some. There's a few things that are in the works, and so wouldn't be fair to talk about the details of those opportunities. But one that we can share is in October of 25, a trip yeah. to the Dominican Republic, again to host pastors training, church life, mission and model conferences, I think it's fair to say, you know, Pastor, we'd love to extend an invitation to your church, to come join us in the Dominican Republic in October of 25. Be a part of this pastor's training, this pastor's conference, just invite you to come be a part of the team. Come join in the ministry. There'll be preaching opportunities for you, Pastor. There'll be opportunities for the teams that you bring to engage in ministry. It will be a full week of ministry opportunity. And then also opportunities for you, Pastor, to continue training the team and discipling yeah. the team and shaping and forming those pathways in the local church where you're serving. So, Bruce, anything that you want to say about that trip in October? I've extended the invitation, but mm-hmm. anything you want to fill out about that trip?
Yes, we have opportunities to serve in so many different capacities. Both the intercession, altar ministry, a healing prayer, being part of some of the visual demonstrations that we use in our teaching, helping with registration and setup. If you're brimming with hospitality, if that's a gift in your life, there's a place for you on this team. There's a place for anyone who's willing to come and serve. And I'll tell you, pastors. This might be a chance for God to begin to shape your vision further in your church, and so we can't advocate enough for using your church and bringing them into a short term missions experience, and we can help you make that happen, especially the DR trip. It's very doable. We will make sure you have comfortable accommodations. We'll make sure that the experience is packed with action and opportunity. It won't be a lot of downtime. We will be doing ministry. And so please reach out to us. Let us know if you're interested, because we can make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love for you to join us and go with us to the DR in 2025. Help us as Christ is forming his church in the Dominican Republic. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us today on the Five Gifts podcast, as we have reminisced and celebrated and thanked God for the victories and the new ground that he's given us in the ministry of the Five Gifts podcast. And we're not satisfied to stay and remain where we are. There's more to come. There's more victory. There's more new ground to take. And we're following Jesus as he leads us in those pathways. Thank you for going on the trip with us. Thank you for joining us each week here on the Five Gifts podcast. Don't forget to like, share, all those things. Subscribe on all the different social media channels. Help us to continue to get the word out about the Five Gifts podcast. Remember our new website, fivegifts.org. You can reach Bruce at coachingcardia.com. You can reach me at charlesrussellministries.com, also charlesrusselltraining.com. However you choose to contact us, get in touch with us and let us know what your next moves and your intentions are in these taking these next steps with us at the Five Gifts podcast. Well, it's been a great week. Thank you for joining us again, and we will see you next week right here on the Five Gifts podcast.
You've been listening to the Five Gifts podcast. If you would like to take the next step as a spiritual leader, we invite you to visit either of our websites or contact us for leadership coaching. We can help you reach the next level in your own growth and leadership. We provide leadership, spiritual gift, and personality assessments that give you a better grasp of your leadership style. And we also create a customized growth plan that empowers you to reach your full kingdom potential. We can't wait to hear from you.